Now what?
So we just finished watching the first episode of this season's Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about that?
Well, let me just say something. All right. For those of you who have not seen the episode and are planning on watching it later on demand, because people see these episodes and they want to talk about it, and you guys are always like, don't talk about it, I haven't seen it yet. All right. So if you're not taking the time to be current with it, you can't whine when people talk about it.
What else are you doing on a Sunday anyway? It's Sunday at 9 o'clock. You should be home.
But you know, there's so many people who are like, I'll just catch it on demand.
Yeah.
And then people want to talk about it at work on Monday.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I haven't seen it yet.
And they make a fuss about it, too.
Yeah, they do.
You know, like, you could just be talking to, like, whoever, and you're like, so, you know, Daryl still sucks this season of Walking Dead. And someone's going to come and be like, whoa, guys, stop. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, for the love of God. You're ruining water cooler conversations for the rest of us.
But do people really have, like, that kind of a memory where they can actually remember every detail about what you said in your conversation and then go home at night and be like, well, I can't watch The Walking Dead now because I heard these two yahoos talking about it.
Well, they still expect you to change your life around their schedule. Look, we were ready. We watched the show when it came on.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. You're busy doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, the worst comes to worst, delay it by like an hour. You know, put it on your DVR, watch it an hour later. That way you can fast forward through commercials. You don't have to watch it. But then you've seen the episode, so you can go in on Monday and talk about it.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, don't ruin my Monday for your Sunday.
You'll save yourself, like, 15 minutes of Hyundai commercials.
Fucking Hyundai.
Because, you know, that first, like, you could get away with talking about The Walking Dead or any show like that for at least a good half an hour of your Monday. That's a half an hour of my Monday that I can waste talking about the show. Until some guy says, can't talk about it, haven't seen it. You're wasting my Monday. You're fucking with my Monday.
And nothing groundbreaking happened this episode. Some douchebag died, but whatever.
Some fucking guy was, like, hitting on Carl's girl.
Yeah.
With no explanation. Huh. And I'm sure we ended last season with, like, Carl and this chick being close.
But wait a minute, isn't she supposed to be, like, 16 and Carl's, like, 12?
This is the zombie apocalypse. I don't think Carl's age really matters at this point.
But I don't think Carl's actually interested in her either, though. He's not really paying attention.
He has two eyeballs on a dick. Of course he's interested in her.
But he's not paying attention to her. He's off in the corner complaining because...
Look, just because he's got a little teenage angst going on. Just because he's, you know, rebelling right now. Doesn't mean he's not into her.
It's not easy being like a 14-year-old kid.
No, but then Carl's watching other guys go away with his girl.
Well, I'd be pissed, too, because he was the only dude.
Yeah.
For months. And now there's all these other dongs walking around. Yeah. And it sucks.
Yeah.
He had no competition. That's why he was wearing the cowboy hat. Because now there's other dudes not wearing silly hats around. And he's like, shit, I gotta take this off.
Yeah.
That's why there was no cowboy hat this episode. Which, I like the cowboy hat.
I like the cowboy hat, too.
But now there's other dudes, and he's like, I can't wear this hat.
Well, because he's rocking out the denim on denim.
He does rock the denim on denim. That is true.
I mean, how do you know? Like, Carl's been pretty badass so far. Like, he's learning the way.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know Carl wasn't like... whatever, this fucking dude's gonna die anyway.
Maybe Carl's just waiting for this dude to die.
I think so. Yeah, I think he knew. He's like, going on a run? All right.
Would you put that up? Would you do that in Carl's position? Would you just be like, oh, this guy's gonna die, so I don't care if he bangs my girl? I'd be kind of jealous.
She's interested in this dude, they're kissing and shit, but Carl's just like, he's going on a run today. He's probably not coming back. Right? Because after all these dudes go out to help Daryl because they think he's so cool and shit and they have a bromance with him, they go out with him. They go to slay some zombies. They're all going to die. And Carl's going to be the only dude left again.
Dude, why is everyone on Daryl's dick this episode? Why? I don't get it. Why is Daryl all of a sudden like the most popular dude in town?
He's always been the most popular dude in town. Because of women, man.
It's because Daryl talks real, like, slow and silent.
I don't...
He's got long hair. He looks, you know, kind of badass, I'd say.
Sleeves and a corny-ass vest makes you badass these days?
Yeah.
All right.
He's like a slender Larry the Cable Guy.
A slender... Okay. Larry the Cable Guy lost 200 pounds to be a sexy dude.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Is that what you say? All right. Exactly. I see it.
I mean, look, the show is filmed in Georgia. I mean, people down south, they dig that kind of thing.
They dig no sleeves?
They dig no sleeves, yeah.
Two packs a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother, I lost my mom. She's fucking dying. It's rough.
You keep shitting on him for that, but...
Chicks loves smoky boys.
What do you think of the crossbow, then?
What do I think? He doesn't... It's not like he slays bodies with a crossbow. He shoots one zombie in an episode. each episode, he kills one dude.
Yeah.
He never kills more than two zombies an episode.
It's not a good choice of weapon. I mean, it comes in handy if they have to be stealthy.
Yeah.
But then, like, once the shit hits the fan, you're not loading bows in that anymore. You're just
hitting people zombies with it. Yeah. Well, he never... I've not seen him miss once in the show. Yeah. He always hits the target.
That's true.
He's never really far from the target.
Yeah.
It's always a zombie that's, like, no more than 5-10 feet away from him.
He could clearly use a regular weapon to kill the zombies.
I mean, the crossbow's got the advantage of being silent, so he could kill somebody from far away without making noise.
I mean, I know you're the Daryl fanboy of the group.
I'm just saying, it makes sense.
Look, they made Daryl out to be the fucking messiah in this episode. Like, this is the episode where they realized fully Daryl's popularity.
Yeah.
That whole beginning scene was, like, people thanking him because, like, evidently he saved everyone in that army.
Apparently he's just a great guy.
Apparently, like, he's the guy who goes hunting for everyone.
This
he
episode
provides all
was
the food.
Totally to please all the fangirls that liked him.
I mean, like, we didn't even see any of that in last... I mean, his whole character has been someone who's trying to save people and failing. Like, look, just because you head stomped one fucking zombie does not make you a badass.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Well, they gotta up their game then.
Up their game.
If Daryl became a badass, would you like him?
I don't think he can be a badass. Shane's dead, and he was my hands down favorite character. He truly was a badass. He punched zombies in the face.
Yeah.
With his fist. He just went, bah! And no one ever talked about that. No one ever talks about Shane punching zombies in the face.
Yeah.
He was the badass character of the group. And Rick fucking sweats every episode. And just
he
walks around.
So much.
All, Rick and Obama just do nothing but stare in the distance. That's it.
Someone just needs to hand that man a towel.
That's all they need.
He
needs a wet wipe or something.
You should carry
just wipe his
them.
Face.
Everyone else wearing jacket and shit. It's cold out. You can see their breath.
And
Rick is just sweating profusely.
And at the beginning, everything's doing okay. Like, he's got the farm. He's got the pigs. And for some reason, he's sweating and looking at the sun.
Yeah. Looking nervous. Looking super nervous.
He's looking directly into the sun.
He sweats, and he looks up, and he looks down. And he looks back up, and he starts walking. That's the Rick Grimes opening of every episode.
Rick's already kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's seen his wife. He's dead.
He's
sweating.
Sweating. He's glistening.
Some random Irish chick in the woods.
Which was totally unnecessary scene.
It just took us like a half an hour out of the way for no reason.
She looked like a zombie, but she was actually just dirty.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was like, is this some weird immune bitch?
Yeah.
Who's like immune to the virus, but she turned. But no, she just needed a bath.
Anyway.
Yep.
But I think you had some things to say about the Esquire network.
God. Alright, so G4, which, dude, there was a shitload of people at Comic-Con. And given the kind of geeky dude market, I thought they would have been set. They had Attack of the Show.
Fantastic show.
They had X-Play.
Great.
I mean, they had the Sexy Lady Show, International Lady Show. I mean, they had some great programs. They had the Ninja Warrior, the Japanese version, which, to go on a tangent, is so much better than the American Ninja Warrior.
There's an American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, it sucks. It's so bad. And this is why it sucks. In Japan, they give the, blah, 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 this guy's an accountant, and he runs. Right? That's the only intro they
get. And he's in a suit.
Yeah.
Like, they always dress up, like whatever their occupation. Oh, yeah. Like, whatever you are, like, if it's, like, the fisherman, he's dressed as a fisherman.
Oh,
like, he's in his work clothes to climb Mount, like, Missouriama or whatever it is.
But that's the intro. The intro is, blah, 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 this guy's a teacher, and he doesn't. In American Ninja Warrior, each person gets a 5-minute background story where they're at the person's job. They're interviewing them.
Oh,
they're talking to the kids. They show the person, like, teaching. Like, some guy, like, he's did 2 tours in Iraq, and he's a teacher. Blah, blah, blah. It's like an hour episode of American Ninja Warrior is 50 minutes of backstory and like, 5 minutes of people doing the course.
So they do this whole thing where they're like, meet John Smith, a simple man in a complicated world. And then they go through his home, and they show his wife, and the
and then it's like 20 seconds they're on the course.
Yeah.
They don't even get past the first obstacle. And then you've wasted 5 minutes learning about this dude.
So is it as difficult as the Japanese version then?
It's just as difficult, yeah. Yeah. Well, oh, dude, Esquire is like E and Bravo and Logo just gayer.
So, yeah, they rolled, they made a straight guy's geeky channel into a gay guy's gay channel.
But apparently it's for, like, straight, refined men.
It's like a metrosexual channel.
Yeah, it's metrosexual. Except it's... Bravo is gay.
Yeah.
It's for dudes who like dudes. E is kind of dudes who like dudes and chicks. But this one is for straight guys who supposedly like chicks.
So what kind of shows do they have on?
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City Marathon. Dude, I was like, let me check out this Esquire Network. Yeah. I like G4. I'll check this out. Sex in the City Marathon. First thing I see. Then they have this show called Knife Fight.
Knife Fight, okay.
And it's a cooking show. And they're trying to make cooking sound like it's this badass, ultra-masculine thing to do.
Is it a competition show, or is it
It's
like...
just fucking cooking. They're just showing you how to cook. That's all it is. Okay.
It's like a great show, like, if you don't actually watch it.
It sounds awesome. Until you find out it's just cooking.
Yeah.
It's just fucking cooking.
So no one stabs anyone.
It seems like it would have been a reality show about...
Is it a contest?
No, they're just showing you how to cook.
But fight, like, I mean, that knife fight... Kind of, you know, makes it sound like there's some kind of contest.
Like well, to be fair, I did not actually watch the show.
Oh, okay.
I read the description.
And you were just like, fuck this noise.
Yes. So, I could have been wrong this whole time. It could be the greatest show on the planet.
Yeah. But you don't know.
Scratch that. Anyone who's listening, check out Knife Fight.
There you go.
It's cooking!
They have another show called The Getaway. Now, explain, like, okay. When you hear The Getaway, what do you think of?
I'm thinking of, like, it's a show where they teach you how to, like, commit a crime and then get away. Like,
Brendan, tell
rob a bank and then drive away, right?
Tell him what he's won.
You have won jack shit. It is Joel McHale in Belfast, Ireland.
What?
Walking around. And that's the show.
Why?
It is Aziz Ansari in Hong Kong. Just walking around. It is Aisha Tyler in Germany. Just walking around.
That's not what I expected at all.
It's them getting away.
There's no heisting?
There's nothing.
No heisting.
It's just them walking around and maybe having a beer or some shit.
It's ridiculous.
So that's
you watch that? You watch Anthony Bourdain, the guy walking around in a foreign city. We don't need more shows like that.
What?
G4, you had Olivia Munn. You had, what was
well,
that
Well, she hasn't
doing?
Been with G4 for a
she
while.
She hasn't been in a while, but she was great when she was on
she
top
was
of the
great.
Show.
She was awesome.
But even her replacement was awesome.
Candace Bailey. And Sarah Jean Underwood.
Yeah.
The 2007 Playmate of the Year.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome.
And now we just get Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Marathons.
But who bought the channel and was like, "This? Here's a great act. We have a channel that's already established. So what we're going to do here is we're going to just turn it upside down and get rid of everybody who was watching the channel."
And there's already a channel for half the shit on there that you want to see, right? You want to watch cooking, turn on the fucking Food Network.
Right,
yeah.
There's two cooking channels.
You want to see someone traveling talking about shit, turn on the Travel Network.
Right.
But I don't watch Sex and the City, turn on any other woman's program.
You have the Logo channel, you have the Oprah channel, you have two different Lifetime channels. You couldn't put Sex and the City on one of those channels? Because men, like, real men don't do that shit. We don't talk about
there
how
are no real
it
men
is
left.
To wear scarves and have cooking shows that are misleading with misleading titles.
But the thing about the Esquire Network is it appeals to modern men.
It's sad. It's sad. Not nothing against gay people, but it's just that we don't want, like, straight guys have nothing left. We've got nothing. We got Spike TV, which is...
It's terrible.
It's 60% commercials, and then 30% terrible reality shows.
Ink Master is pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, but then I gotta sit through 60% of their stupid commercials.
Look, what I don't get is there was plenty of guys in skinny jeans with button-down shirts and fucking glasses watching G4.
Yeah.
Yeah! That is... Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
dude, Comic-Con was sold out. It was packed.
Yeah.
And those... Isn't that guys watching G4?
I mean, this is my first time going, but I'm sure they had, G4 had a panel. Had panels
they, every
like,
year they
the
had
show
them.
And
yeah.
X-Play.
Gosh. Sarah Jean Underwood would have been dressed as Superwoman again.
Yeah.
That would have been sweet.
Jeez. What about guys, man? Where's my fucking channel?
Where's your fucking...
Where's my channel?
Spike wants to be your channel, but Mansur's.
No, but then Spike plays to, like, the idiots. The knuckle draggers, right? They have that show Mansur's.
It's
that show
so bad.
Terrible.
They just yell at you.
Yeah, they yell at you like constantly, and then they tell you, like, I remember watching one episode once because they were telling us, okay, how to find out if a chick is a virgin or not. So I stuck around for like 45 minutes of the commercials, and then 15 minutes of a guy yelling at me, and then finally he tells me the bullshit answer, and that is if a girl eats breakfast, she's a virgin. And I was That's the answer? Is total fucking bullshit. I was so mad, I vowed to never watch Spike TV again after that.
I thought, what?
Yeah, that was their answer. It's total bullshit. But that's what they said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
After 45 minutes of commercial, that's what they ate.
Yeah.
God.
So apparently, if you've ever seen a chick eating breakfast, she's a virgin.
Jeez Louise. Papa Jeez.
Yeah. Then you also have 10,000 Ways to Die, which is like another one of the shows they love to marathon the shit out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets amusing at times, but to me, like, you guys have seen Idiocracy, right?
Mm.
To me, Spike TV is like what Idiocracy was making fun of. Like,
yeah.
The idiot TV of the future.
It's just the channel of, like, dudes getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was, like, a fapping channel, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, when the dude comes to knock on his door, he's watching the fapping channel. He's like, I'm baiting. What the fuck, man?
Exactly. Oh, there's another channel that's just as bad. True TV.
You don't like True TV?
No, because, first of all, True TV's reality shows, in air quotes, they're all staged.
Yeah, I don't
every
watch
every single
true.
One of them is staged. And they're so poorly staged because you can tell the actors are so terrible that you can't see this as reality. And then they place things like people falling down, a marathon of people being arrested by cops.
What channel is this?
True TV? Yeah.
That sounds awesome, actually. I might check that out.
You know, next on True TV, people get hit in the nuts.
So what is your man's man channel?
There really is none anymore.
What about Comic-Con? This was our first time going.
Yeah.
And it blew my fucking mind.
Dude, I've never felt like a bigger loser because I was not wearing tights.
I know, yeah. Right?
I wore just a regular pair of jeans and a shirt. And I can... You know how hard it is talking to a girl dressed like Harley Quinn when there's a million jokers around?
Yeah.
It's fucking impossible.
I felt like every character that walked by was like, God, these fucking people in their jeans and t-shirts. What a bunch of losers.
So much butt cheeks hanging out.
You came up with a new term for this, didn't you?
So much cheek meat, dude.
Cheek meat.
Cheek meat.
So much cheek meat.
It's that little bit of cheek that's just hanging out.
Just hanging out of the costume.
I was surprised, actually, by the amount of cheek meat.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And the quality of cheek meat.
A lot of great quality.
Quality cheek.
Very, very amazingly attractive women. There were a couple of, you know, how do you say it? I'm trying to say it politely.
You can't.
No, you can't. There were a couple of really fat women who should not have been wearing, who should not have been revealing the cheek meat. Although we were walking, as we were leaving Comic-Con today,
yeah,
we saw what we thought was cheek meat. And realized it was just a dude.
You got caught with a dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because from far away, you're like, cheek meat, let's go. And it was like, it was just an ass and a thong. And you could see from far away. And it was just, once you you didn't even think. You just grab the camera, let's take a picture. And then afterwards, you're like, wait a minute, isn't that a man?
What costume was it?
I have no idea. I could find a picture, and then maybe you can tell me.
Dude, but Psylocke was a popular costume.
Yeah, I mean, by far the most popular costume was Harley Quinn.
But Harley Quinn did not allow you to show a lot of skin. Psylocke allowed you to show some cheek meat.
Arkham Harley Quinn did. Like, from the video game, Harley Quinn allowed you to show a little more meat. Because that's the skirt one.
Yeah, okay.
With the smaller top.
You know, you're talking about Arkham what, Asylum?
Yeah.
Not Arkham City?
Arkham Asylum, Arkham City.
Because one of them had pants.
Arkham Asylum. First one.
Yeah.
On the right.
Yeah, that's a fucking... That dude does look like a chick, though.
Yeah.
I can see how you'd be fooled.
Yeah, from far away.
I don't know what character that is.
And because there was a sort of hip ratio here, which, you know, kind of looked like
she... A very feminine figure.
Yeah, it was a feminine figure, right? So from behind, you just see...
That's a very feminine, high fashion figure.
Yeah, that is a man in drag face, though.
That is drag.
Yeah.
And that is a very skilled drag face.
Yeah.
That dude knows how to be a chick.
Yeah.
That dude is probably a professional drag queen.
And those legs are hairless and shiny. I can see how you'd be fooled by that.
We were fooled. Yeah. That sucks.
It's all right, man.
But I like jumpsuit Harley Quinn.
Jumpsuit Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
I like skirt. You know what? I like cartoon, old school cartoon Batman Harley Quinn. I mean, it's not a sexy costume, but it is
Yeah.
Quite a few hot Pikachus.
So many hot Pikachus.
I mean, there's some sexy Pokemon.
Jeez yeah. Louise.
I never ever thought I'd say that in my life.
I saw there was a sexy squirrel.
But holy shit.
A sexy squirrel?
Squirtle?
Squirtle.
What's a Squirtle?
Jesus what? Christ, Mike.
It's a fucking water Pokemon, bro.
No.
Jesus
my
Christ.
My God, it turns into, like, War Turtle or whatever it was?
Yes, and then Blastoise.
Yes.
I'd like to apologize for this fucking noob.
Sorry. You know, all right, let's continue discussion.
The most popular video game character I saw there was definitely any variant of Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed was big, yeah.
You had your Ezios and your Connors and your Altairs. Whatever it was, Assassin's Creed was definitely prominent.
And that's not a hard costume either.
I think like, to a do, right? Good that's, one. That's one yeah. of the hardest costumes to do. Because there's so much detail in that.
Well, they also sell an Assassin's Creed hoodie.
Yeah, but that's just a hoodie.
Yeah, well, you throw a little extra accessories on it.
Mm.
Well, any costume done right takes some work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to, like, dress up and half-ass it, hey, you go to Assassin's Creed. Get a hoodie.
I mean, get a hoodie.
People are going to spend a lot of jacket. Money on this stuff, though.
Some people
those
do.
Some of those costumes most of them are really intense.
They make them themselves.
It's intense. I was amazed to see the level of quality on a lot of those costumes.
Yeah, dude, people don't fucking half-ass yeah. it.
Dex. They're like Hollywood quality costumes from like movies.
Yeah.
Not that many Han Solos, I was surprised.
No, not at all.
Han Solo, there's no Han Solos.
There was one.
You saw Han Solo?
I saw Han Solo. It was a Han Solo and a. Not a Chewie. I don't remember. I think it may have been a Han Solo and a Boba Fett team.
Okay, that's decent.
That's not bad. But I didn't see as many Star Wars characters as I thought I'd see.
Yeah, me too.
I thought I was going to see like a sea of Leias. A
couple of Yodas.
All over the place. I didn't see yeah. one Leia. I saw one.
I saw a few Leias.
I didn't see any Hans. I saw no Chewbaccas.
No Chewbaccas. Not a Chewbacca.
Not a Chewie in sight.
A lot of Stormtroopers and a lot of Boba Fetts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. Boba Fett. All day, every day. That was it.
Although there was a lot of boobage as well. Besides just the cheek meat. You know, a lot of boobage.
Yeah, I mean, flaunt if you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true, man. If I had titties, I'd be freaking flaunting them.
Who would you be if you had titties?
Who would I... Oh,
yeah, what
costume-wise?
Yeah.
Costume.
Dude, fucking Rogue, man. I go... but you know what? Rogue's costume, I go tight Rogue. I didn't even care if I wouldn't be able to show the cleavage.
Yeah.
I would just have a tight, uncanny X-Men 90s cartoon Rogue.
I mean, that's the
but
way
I'm
you gotta
black,
get.
Though.
Yeah.
I'd have to go Storm. I go Storm... cartoon Uncanny X-Men because that's a thin costume too, so I'd be able to show the cheek meat and I'd be able to show my little rib and I'd be able to show the titties and I'd be able to get a sweet white wig. Dude, if I was a chick with big ass titties, I'd be fucking Storm, man. It'd be unbelievable. Mike? Sick.
I don't know, I have to come back to that. What about you?
Red Sonja.
You go Red Sonja?
I go Red Sonja.
Or I could be the it'd be fun to be the chick from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh.
It'd be between Storm and her.
Didn't see any of that there.
None of that.
I think I'd go as Slave Girl Leia.
Ooh.
Classic.
That's a classic, right?
Classic.
Actually, right now, you could go as Slave Girl Leia 20 years later.
Carrie Fisher now.
Oh my God.
That would be my costume. Carrie Fisher now.
That would be
like a great one.
Next
right?
year, dude.
Yeah, I gotta wear a pantsuit, you know, find a bottle of booze to bring with me. We'll be like, who are you?
Carrie Fisher. You walk around with like a cigarette in
Yep.
Oh my God. Oh, we did see one Slave Leia.
How could you not see a Slave Leia?
We saw one Slave Leia down in Artist Alley.
Yeah!
One Slave Leia.
Artist Alley was where we came up with the term cheek meat.
Yeah.
Dude, which comic book would you most like to see a porn parody made of? I would love to see a live-action version of the Uncanny X-Men cartoon series. Just in, like, fucking... Like, the old, like, Rogue with, the crazy outfit, the yellow and green, and the white and red hair with a Gambit dude. I mean, it wouldn't really work because Rogue's ability, she sucks out the guy's energy.
Yeah.
But still, I'd be able to suspend.
Suck off the guy's energy.
Ooh!
Oh,
shit. Why are you. You should.
We've got a future porn writer here.
Why are you not writing this stuff?
Well, you know, guys, in my spare time, I write a few pornos, you know, here and there.
Get those things out, man.
Fuck off the guy's energy.
So, should we just wrap it up there?
To wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up.
Go away, Baton!